This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. 9 Colorado hospitals could face cuts to services or even closure due to health cuts made by Republican congressional majorities. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Those cuts were to Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act. It was aimed at limiting spending and lowering taxes. An analysis from nonprofit consumer group Public Citizen lists hospitals large and small facing trouble. Veronica Montoya, a Medicaid patient of Denver Health, says she worries major cuts will impact care.
I do think that waits will be longer and you will probably won't get as much time with your doctor. They're going to be inundated. I hope that they will not have to lay off any employees.
Denver Health's CEO says it's not at risk of cutting services or closing. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Volunteer boaters pulled more than 5,000 pounds of trash from the Colorado River. Cole Hansen owns Gear Junction, which organizes the event.
Some of the things that we did not get out this time that will be on the list for future cleanups were a full intact motorcycle, what looked like a V8 engine block. We typically get a couple of shopping carts. That was true for this year.
Hansen says more than 60 people on rafts, paddleboards, and other watercrafts turned out. They cleaned more than 20 miles of the Colorado River. The body of a missing hunter in Chaffee County was found over the weekend. The sheriff's office says the body of Caden Seitz was found about a mile and a half from where authorities located his truck. The 27-year-old was from Salida. This is CPR News.